BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bumbleo.
Easy Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Three, two.
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we finally get round to sorting our Halloween outfits. We've done this before, but we're going as topical icons, both good and bad, this year. A surprising amount of people listen to this show in the bath. Who knew? And we find listener Emily a date. It's happening on the show tomorrow. We've left it to the last minute to sort our Halloween costumes, but we're on it. I'm going to do it at 1:40.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm excited for this, sort of doing it.
Going to make some calls. Yep. Shall I take my coat off to look like I'm staying?
Yeah, come on.
All right, cool.
Everyone do the same if you're listening right now. Settle in. Sorry, got a good one for today.
It's a little bit cold.
No, it's going to be good.
All right, so Halloween costumes at 1:40. Hello, Radio 1. Who's this?
Hi, it's Danny from Cornwall.
Hey, Danny, what's occurring?
Well, you said yesterday that you were going to narrow down the guys for Emily.
Oh, yeah, our listener that's wanting a boyfriend for Christmas. Yeah, we didn't really decide yesterday.
No, but we're going to hit it hard today. Don't worry about that, Danny. We're going to whittle down the boys. We've got a great, great idea how to whittle them down. Do you want to explain, Scott?
Danny, we've had a team of researchers on this since the show yesterday. They've not slept.
Wow.
They have not slept. And wow. They have been finding various people who know these three boys, okay? Could be relations of them, could be like best mates, but we've done a lot of research here, Danny, so you're going to hear the whole truth today about these people.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because yesterday they were all a bit like, oh, the worst thing about me is that I snore, and I don't believe that for one second, do you?
No, someone bit their nails.
Yeah, it's just
that was
lame.
A bit gross.
It's like, is that the worst thing?
Yeah. Well, we need a decision because the date is going to be tomorrow, so three boys will get whittled down to the final one. It's exciting stuff.
Are you excited for this, Danny?
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Okay, you're going to have to wait till three, but it's going to be good, all right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
One!
Return and Turn Me On Radio 1. Several people have noticed this, and now, when you hear it again, you will never, ever be able to unhear it. I really love that song, but several people pointing out that she does actually say prescribe and not prescribe. And like I said, you'll notice it all the time now. Mm. She definitely says prescribe.
It's a bit like the whole Pacific specific thing, isn't it?
Uh-huh. But it's there forevermore now. That song won't be remade. And she's always, for the end of time, going to say prescribe.
You always say Pacific, but can you be honest with everyone listening now? You do it to wind everyone up, right?
What? Being more Pacific?
Yeah.
I do.
I've noticed you do this, but I don't think we've ever discussed it. So if you're listening to this right now, because people will forget this, or some people might not listen to this right now, anytime you hear Scott say Pacific instead of specific, he's doing it, it's like fishing rod out.
Yeah. And to be honest, you guys...
don't rise to it.
You always rise to it. if I could be a little bit more Pacific with you. Sorry. I just know it's going to grind your gears, and sometimes I enjoy that, you know?
All right, well, good admission now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I just got this bizarre message come in. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
All settled for... This is from Danny. Says, all settled for the show in the bath. In the bath at this time. Got a Lush bath bomb and all.
Who has a bath at 1:25 in the afternoon?
That's the question I'm asking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we've done this before. We're going to call a fancy dress shop and get our Halloween outfit sorted. We're going for icons this year.
Yeah, so we're going to take it in turns with this one. How this is going to work, I'm going to connect you to a fancy dress shop.
I'll go first.
And then I'm going to hold up different names on bits of paper in front of you. And what you've got to do is just ask for fancy dress that could be for those people or things, okay?
So you're going to feed me the ideas and you're going to hold up pieces of paper.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold it up in front of you and you're going to have to react. I'll be writing them down as we go through this.
And will there be a few?
And yeah, there's going to be a few. I have to warn you, there'll be a few. You have a go and then I'll ring a fancy dress shop and you can do the same for me, okay?
And I'll hold up the names.
So quite simple, just I'm going to hold up these names. Right. You've got to just roll with it.
And I say whatever you hold up in front of me.
Yeah, we basically want some outfits, okay? Yeah. Outfit ideas. Are you ready for this?
Put me through.
Here we go.
You ready with the paper? Yeah.
Hi, it's Anthony Jason Barkey, Julian speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Are you at a fancy dress shop? Not yourself. I mean, do you work in a fancy dress shop?
I do.
Okay, I'm looking for an outfit for Halloween, please.
Yeah, what would you like?
I'd quite like to be Jess Glynn pulling out of the Isle of Wight Festival.
You'd like to be Jess Glynn pulling out of the Isle of Wight Festival?
Yeah, she didn't play
well,
it.
Well, that could be tricky. How do you visualise the pulling out bit?
It is, it's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, something sad, dour, messy, pulling out.
Yeah, and also, if I could look even paler than she normally would, because I'm sad.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Well, sort of grey and white, sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, and like a red wig.
Sad.
Maybe, yeah, just sad, like sad, pale face.
Yeah, sad, yeah. We could do a sad, grey, pale nun with a flame red
like
wig.
Like a kind of a witchy vibe is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
No, actually, let's move on to a different outfit. What about sexy John Burkow?
Well, we have quite a few customers go for that look, so that's not an issue. You can have
a
sexy John Burkow. Yeah, you can have the trouser off look with a fishnet attire below the waist with a shirt and a tie.
But he doesn't wear his fishnets, does he?
Well, you wanted sexy Burkow.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did, actually. Okay, yeah, fair. I've got one more.
Yeah?
I'd like to be the ghost of Charlie Sloth.
The ghost of Charlie Sloth?
Yes.
Okay, you pretty random selection you've gone for, aren't you?
And, well, yeah. It can just be like a normal ghost outfit, like something scary.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit bigger.
You want a large...
Like fat.
Large, scary, fat ghost.
Yes, fat ghost. That's what I'm looking for. Scary, fat ghost.
Yeah.
Because
we can do fat.
He used to be the best-looking fat man on the radio. He used to say that all the time. In the universe, I think it was.
Well, I think the sexy John Burkow is the one.
So it's Burkow on top, but make it sexy. Fishnets on the bottom.
I think so, yeah.
Never worn tights before. I'd quite like to.
You surprised me.
Thank you. All right, I'll get back to you. I'll come back to you. Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Gone.
Gone. Food for thought there, isn't it? In that guy must receive calls all the time at the moment asking about different outfits.
The ones that you held up to me on the paper, like what made those in particular come into your head?
Some of them were good. I did a spelling mistake on the Isle of Wight, for which I'm sorry. But I managed to correct that really last second.
Are you, like, choosing iconic moments of the year? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, just, I think, try and keep it as topical as possible.
Nice.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm now going to be sexy John Burkow. And it's your go now.
It's my go now, so you're just going to hold up the bits of paper in front.
So I've got loads of names of people. I'm going to hold them up like that, OK? Can't see them at the moment, can you?
Okay.
Okay.
And you connect me to a fancy dress shop.
Yeah, okay. And you just say the names on the paper, and that's what you want to go as for Halloween this year, okay? Good luck.
Hello, Funhouse Port Stewart. John speaking.
Hey, John. Are you a fancy dress shop?
Yes.
I'm looking for a fancy dress outfit for myself and one of my friends as well. So I just wanted to run it by you, if that's okay.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so I'm thinking of going as, and I was wondering if you could suggest how I could go about this, a horny Brexit.
A horny Brexit?
Yeah.
Yeah, six. We do have Boris Johnson masks.
Right, and how do I make him horny?
Well, yeah, there's a question. It comes with a harness and a mask. And
I just worry that might be too complicated. Can I run another one past you?
Sure.
So I was thinking of some of the biggest sort of TV shows from this year.
Yeah, okay.
And I was just wondering if you do fancy dress, or can think of a suitable fancy dress that could mean that I'm a character from the hit TV show Chernobyl.
Wow, right, okay. That's a first.
Another approach, one of my favourite moments from the year was, I think it was the Oscars where, and I don't know if you remember it, where Lady Gaga performed with Bradley Cooper. They performed that song, In the Shallow, that one, from A Star Is Born. And I was wondering if there was something I could do where I was like half Lady Gaga and then flip myself around and then I'm Bradley Cooper on the other side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a long plaited wig on one half.
Yes.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, lots of makeup. We have liquid latex. You could put a line down the middle. You could do that playing the piano. Might be a bit tricky.
Yeah, so how would it work? So I could literally have half my body as Lady Gaga and half my body as Bradley Cooper. You could like almost split me down the middle.
It's absolutely doable. That's probably more doable than, others, yeah.
Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, I'm going to write that down as possible. We've got, we've sort of question marked a horny Brexit.
Yeah.
Chernobyl's a no-go, I think. Okay. Greta Thunberg. I think I pronounced that right. What do I do there?
Yeah, so we have we would have a wig that you could use into a ponytail. Probably a lot of it would have to be homemade. There's a bit of plastic in the costume packaging, so it might be a bit trickier.
That's true.
But we could keep that. We could recycle that, and you could take it away separate. And a boat, really. You'd have to have a boat, which might be a bit tricky.
I appreciate you thinking about this and the level of detail that you are.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for. This is my week.
I reckon there'll be loads of Trumps at whatever party I go to, so it could be quite nice because I could just go and sort of scowl at them.
Yeah, give them a good look in the distance. Stand behind everybody and photobomb.
That's a good idea. Photobomb Trumps or... me and my mate, one is Trump, one is Greta.
Yeah.
That could be
interesting. That's a good idea, actually, well. Yeah. We have Trump masks. Yeah, that is a very good idea, yeah.
If I want to go ahead with any of those, what I'll do is I'll come pop in.
Sure, no problem. We're open till late, so any time.
Cheers,
thanks
mate.
For calling. Bye.
Happy Halloween. Bye.
Oh, my God. Let's go to something as Greta and Trump.
Yeah.
Come on.
Someone's going to be doing that,
yes.
Aren't they? They have to be, yeah.
Who do you want to be?
Out of the two?
Yeah. You want to scowl at me, don't you?
Well, I'd rather, yeah.
Okay.
Also, I think you share more characteristics with Trump.
Rude!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Pete, you've got a Halloween issue, haven't you? What's annoying you?
What about us non-gym gays who have to come up with Halloween costumes that don't revolve around underwear and harnesses?
Exactly. As I was saying yesterday.
the greatest.
What do you do? I'm in this every year. I've got a friend, right, who always turns up to my Halloween party, which isn't on this year, cancelled, and basically just turns up in his underwear. Mm. I don't feel comfortable with that. Do you?
No.
It's not something that I would do. Would you, Pete?
No, never. I would do that.
No.
No, I hear you. And I don't think it's just gays, is it? But, I mean, like, does just anyone that falls into that certain frame suffer from this
very,
at Halloween?
Very body confident. It's just like it's an excuse to wear just your underwear, basically. Yeah. Put a bit of blood on.
Like, I'm relating to what you're saying here, boys.
Right. You're with us, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now...
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First up, for Tom in Northampton, Maurice from the 80s dating video that we found.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Wild man.
Jade in Western Supermare wants Chris's version of Bad Guy.
Tattoos on both my cheeks, yeah, I don't sleep. As pain too much for me. I wrote this verse when I couldn't sleep. I squeezed it out. Oh, yeah, I'm a bad guy, like a really bad guy. I'm Ross Kemp hard guy, I'm as hard as rock guy. Yeah, I'm the real type, feature on your song type. 5 minutes to write this first type, I got an invite. I'm the bad guy, whoa.
Still good.
Skills.
Skills? Oh. Abby in Monmouthshire wants me not able to say Post Malone. Post Malone! Rubbish. Post Malone! Grimmy actually did it yesterday. Did you hear him?
No, I've not heard this.
French Montana, Post Malone. Oh my God, I just did a Scott Mills! Post Malone!
It's because he's obsessed with how you say it, so now he's confused.
Post Malone! Tyler wants the guy from airline who has bigger issues than the flight delay.
I mean, I'm pretty chilled out about this, actually. I've had 5 pints of Guinness and my wife just left me for another man. I can't mention her name. Jackie, I'm sorry about that. So, actually, you know, the fact that it's a 4-hour delay on a flight doesn't bother me.
I love that show. Kieran and Guildford wants this bingo classic from BBC Oxford.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
And Suze in Aberdeen wants this classic bit of Derek Acora from Most Haunted.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Harry loves Dick. That's it.
That's it.
Yes! Come on! Hey, it feels good this. Halfway through the week, everyone. That's why we dance. We love it.
We got Carl from Wolverhampton. We've got John and Wazza bumblowing their paintbrushes off in Folkestone. Happy Hump Day! Chris the painter in Northumberland. Aaron in Leeds. Ben in Burton. And Oscar, who is having a bumblow birthday break during half term. He's 9 today. Happy ninth birthday, Oscar.
Happy birthday.
Abby from Kent. Hi. Tom from Solihull, well up for Bumbaleo today.
Bumbaleo! Hey, there's loads of people bumbaleoing right now. Hello, Vanessa and Michelle, bumbaleoing whilst delivering bins. Cranny and Wally bumbaleoing their trowels off in Peterborough. I think they're often on, actually, Cranny and Wally.
Yeah. Jordan the Postie, another regular from Shrewsbury. James from Nuneaton, I can't say what you're doing on the Dartford Bridge, but you go for it. Whatever you want to do.
Is it all fine?
I wouldn't be able to read it, no. Joe from Littlehampton says, Teacher's Week off, whoop! Sam, Dan and Boss Steve in Midsummer Norton. Hayley the dog walker in Norwich.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Stephen Devon, Mark in Wimborne, Oliver from Barrow, and someone who's a freelancer who has a bath on their lunch break every day. Well, I mean, you would if you could.
That's quite bougie. Hello to Stuart, Kat and Kirsty bumbling at the Northern School of Art.
Steve helping his cousin Jack off a horse. Thank you. Yep. And David and JJ in Hartlepool. And we're done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tomorrow we want to do a Halloween Ho game. Get in touch if you've got a load banked up. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
We're not just after, like, Halloween-themed who's, are we, though?
No.
It could be any type of who.
It can be any.
Nancy Dallaglio.
Absolutely. When none of One Direction were good enough on their own to go through on X Factor.
Oh, I've got so many.
Apple bobbing. Is that still on? Nah.
Millennium Dome.
Yes?
Oh, do you want me to go through some of these on this list here? I feel like I have to check them. PPI is one. Paperclips is another.
Hello.
The Fake Shake. Hello. Big Cook, Little Cook.
Okay, no, don't use them all now.
Cat Bin Lady.
Right, anything that's a little bit retro that maybe you've not thought about for a while? Something long ago in the past.
Splinters.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It doesn't have to be Halloween themed, but we are doing a Halloween special of the Who game tomorrow.
It's a Halloween.
Halloween. So if you want to be on, make sure you put a number on there as well, because sometimes you give us a good Who and then you don't put your number on. Put it on there. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your name and your Who, and we might call you on the show tomorrow.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, don't forget, we are finding our listener, Emily, a date and hopefully a boyfriend for Christmas and Halloween. And the date will happen on the show tomorrow, which won't be awkward in any way. Coming up after three, we found out some more information about the three boys that we've narrowed it down to. Hello, John.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. This is Chris, my friend.
Hi, John.
Hi, Chris. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, John.
So you're in Belfast.
I am indeed, yeah.
And you love this show.
I'm a massive fan. Massive. Like, I feel like super fan, Steve. I'm just going to start. Steve.
John.
Steve.
John.
Steve. All
right. Where has Superfan Steve gone? We need to bring Superfan Steve back.
Yeah. Actually, we do have some ideas for this in the pipeline to bring Steve back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
What's cracking in Belfast today, John?
Not much. The weather's actually quite good. I'm out and about seeing just some clients today. We have a big rush up towards Christmas, so just taking some breaks and then bringing them back to the office.
Okay.
But I always listen to the show when I get a chance.
What
really
do you do?
So I work for like a creative commercial interiors company, and I take the briefs from the clients and bring them back to the designers.
Right. Sweet. So is everything just super Christmassy at the moment then?
Oh, it's a mixture, but then you've also got like hospitality that want to get their bars done up before Christmas, and you've got like offices that maybe just want to give the staff a wee perk before Christmas. So yeah, a mixture, but yeah, it is. There's a lot of retail super Christmassy.
You're all over the place. You're here. You're there. You're there.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Okay. John, I'm going to throw something back in because I think it was an injustice that didn't get picked last time I chose it.
Just can't flush it, can you?
No. Alexis Jordan, Happiness. I love this song.
It's a good song. It is a good song.
All right, mate, you can have that. Or, John, you can have my banger choice today, which is this. I've just gone for a big party one here. This is Basement Jack's Where's Your Head At? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm really sorry, Scott. It's going to have to be Chris.
I knew it.
Gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship. Before, it's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes,
yeah,
right?
We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks. With Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Basement Jacks, what a song. Where's Your Head At on BBC Radio 1. Fair play, actually.
Massive.
Huge record. Okay, so here's where we're at. From all the applicants, we've narrowed it down to just three boys all want a date with our listener, Emily. We heard from the lads yesterday, and when we asked the best and worst things about them, the worst things were quite lame. They weren't that bad at all. Like, oh, I bite my fingernails. I sing Shania Twain on karaoke. Nothing dark, no past secrets, nothing. So what we've done is we've got a team of researchers who literally have been working since the show yesterday. They haven't slept. They're just surviving on energy drinks, guys. And they have been doing a lot of digging, like making some calls and finding people that know these three lads, okay? So we've got a character reference for each one of these three lads.
It's a great idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's speak to Emily. Hiya.
Hello.
So, the big day's arrived.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to find you a boyfriend by the end of the show.
Yeah, let's not jump ahead here, Scott. Yeah. I know you're getting excited about it.
I am a bit.
So, Emily, you must have heard everything that went on yesterday. You're excited to find out more about the three boys that we've sort of whittled it down to.
Yes, I am. And a word of warning, my knight in shining armour doesn't have to be a boy in tinfoil. I'm ready.
Whoa, that was deep. I didn't. Yeah. I don't even understand that. That's how deep it was.
I'm really confused.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Did you, without saying any names, did you like anyone in particular from yesterday's show?
Open field. Total open field
for
me. Is
it? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to find out some more about these boys soon because we've done a lot of digging overnight.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We've really been on it. So what's happening next, Emily, is we have the three boys already, but we also have three character references.
Okay.
One for each one, and they're going to tell us the real truth.
Okay. Understood.
One of these lads will be dating with you tomorrow.
On the show. We'll let you know, okay?
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, since the show yesterday, we've had a whole team of researchers on this, and they've been working hard, 24/7, digging up the truth about these boys that want to date our listener, Emily.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see. They've worked through the night on this one to find people connected to the boys so that they can dish whatever dirt there is on them. Bit of honesty.
Yeah. So yesterday on the show, we had Ollie. He was one of the applicants, and he said this.
I once rode a bull at a rodeo in Australia, and the worst thing about me is that I have a habit of singing Shania Twain when I'm drunk on karaoke.
And that's the worst thing about you, is it?
I'd say it's pretty dreadful, yes.
Okay, you've had no dark thoughts. Mm. There's not weird stuff that you type into Google.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're going with here.
Yeah. Right, so that was Ollie from yesterday. He says that he's ridden a bull in Australia, and the worst thing about him was that he sings Shania Twain on karaoke.
Yeah.
So confusingly, Ollie's mate is also called Ollie, and he's on the line right now. We've managed to track him down to tell the truth. Hello, Ollie.
Hello.
All right, I want the real news, please.
You want the dirt?
Yeah.
Ollie, how long have you known Ollie? What's your relationship to him?
We're best mates. I've known him since I started school.
Okay, well, you're not here to sell him to us. They had that opportunity yesterday. What you're doing today is giving us the truth about Ollie.
Okay, well, I've got a funny story about Ollie. When we were at school together, we were in a Spanish lesson, I think it was, and Ollie needs to go to the bathroom, so he left the lesson, went to the bathroom, and he just didn't come back. And he managed to lock himself in one of the cubicles, but because it was lesson time, no one could hear him. He was shouting out and all sorts, and no one could get to him.
I hope he was shouting in Spanish.
Mm. Yeah, well, who knows. So he ended up having to ring his dad, who was in the middle of a very important meeting, and his dad then had to ring the school reception, and the school reception then had to send a caretaker down to the bathroom at the other end of the school.
That suggests a lack of lateral thinking to me, because if he had a phone on him, why didn't he just ring the school?
Yeah, I know.
And his dating history, fairly normal, would you say, or anything to report there?
Fairly standard. He's a bit of a womaniser.
Oh, excellent.
Here we go.
What
is his go-to date? Does he have the same sort of routine?
Probably just down to his local pub, I think, the Rising Sun.
Okay.
He's a proper farmer, yes.
All right, well, look, interesting references.
Proper farmer, likes the ladies, gets stuck in a toilet in Spanish lessons. Thanks for being honest.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's move on to boy number two. Yesterday, James was on the show applying to be Emily's new date, and he said this. Right. Are you single, are you?
I am, originally I'm from Birmingham, but yeah, very much single.
What's that got to do with anything?
Are you single? Well, originally I'm from Birmingham.
Is that a euphemism or something? I have dabbled in Birmingham.
So that was James. Hello, is this Luke?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Luke. I'm calling you for a character reference for James, who we just heard from there. How do you know him?
He's my brother.
Oh, okay, so you know him quite well.
Yeah.
Are you younger or older?
Younger. I'm 18, he's 21.
Okay. Right, yesterday he kind of said that he was single because he's from Birmingham, which didn't make any sense. What can you tell me? Be honest.
He just does what he wants. When it comes to women, though, he's a bit of a charmer, and he says the right things.
Yeah, but you make that sound like a positive. What I would say to that is often those people can be the quite sneaky ones. Has he ever done anything snaky that you can think of?
Oh, well, the one time he went on a date and he rang me up and he said, I need an excuse, quick time to get out of this date. And the first thing that comes to my head was the rabbits died.
Wow.
And I just told him that mum was crying her eyes out and he needed to come home as soon as possible. And this is what he told this girl that he was with, and he just come home straight away.
It's quite dark. But
has anyone ever sort of approached you about going out with him?
I've given girls to go to speak to, never in a million years and stuff like that. So he sets himself like a bit low expectations, really. He thinks he'd never get with them.
Okay, fine. We've got a modest sort of player. That's the impression I'm getting.
You're saying that you aim high and him not so much?
Basically, yeah.
Right, that's what we needed to hear, Luke. Thank you.
All right, Luke. Thanks for being so honest.
All right, no problem, mate.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So here's our last boy, who a lot of you really liked yesterday. But let's find out the real him, shall we? This was Jamie. Go!
My best features are that I'm a rugby player, and yes, I have a nice bum, as well as a really good beard, which I'm constantly getting complimented on.
Worst?
And my worst feature is that I snore, and I'm constantly having a mic taken out of me for it.
Okay, can I hear what your snore sounds like? That was the worst thing about Jamie. He said he's snoring.
Yeah.
Plays rugby, nice bum, likes dogs.
B&B owner there. That's bum and beard.
Oh, okay. Right, so who have we got on the line now? Hello?
Hello.
Is that Simon, is it?
Yeah, it is.
So, Simon, our team tracked you down. What's your relationship to Jamie?
Jamie's a friend of mine. I've played rugby with him for about 5 or 6 years.
Right, so okay. That wasn't a lie, was it? The rugby stuff, just to sound a bit sexier.
No, he was telling the truth.
Is he a good bloke?
Yeah, he's a great bloke.
Have you got any stories on him that we should know about?
Yeah, I've just got a recent one.
Excellent. Go for it.
It's from rugby as well. So Jamie was recently, he was on the sidelines at one of our rugby matches. And my wife is there watching with her new puppy. Yeah, it's a dog and rugby story. So as you know, Jamie's a dog trainer. He was playing with the puppy and teaching him some tricks whenever a ball was kicked off the pitch and was flying towards him, the dog, and my wife. Jamie, without saying a word to my wife, dived, took the puppy out of the way of the ball, which in turn smacked my wife square in the head.
Wow.
So okay. Basically, so one of his main downsides, and you mentioned snoring yesterday, and that weird obsession he has with his beard, is that he sometimes prefers dogs to people.
So basically, your wife took the hit in the face and he saved the puppy.
Mm. Yeah.
What a hero.
Are you suggesting then that he prefers dogs to women?
Maybe. Maybe he just hasn't found the right woman yet.
Well, I think some people will really like that, actually, weirdly.
You must have seen him naked a few times playing rugby with him, I'm assuming, right?
Bit of a strange one, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything to report?
No comment.
No comment, okay. I think that's probably a good thing. All right, I think I've heard enough.
Yep, I think so. I think we've come to a decision on this one.
I think we have, yes.
I can tell what you're into out of those three.
Absolutely.
I think I'd probably agree, but from Emily's point of view?
Yeah, I think so, actually, yeah.
Okay, cool.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we've made our decision. It's either going to be Ollie, James or Jamie dating our listener Emily on this show tomorrow. An on-air date, that wouldn't be awkward at all.
I've had a couple of good ideas for it, though.
Excellent. Ollie, hello.
Hello, yeah.
Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And James, are you there?
Yep, all out.
Okay, it's time. So, to go through for a date with Emily. Ollie.
Yep.
It might be you.
Okay.
See what I've done there?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah. Can you all play along a bit as well, lads?
Yeah, play along. It's creating some tension here, guys, yeah? James.
Hello.
It's not you.
Oh, blood.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't worry.
Loads more fish.
Oh, plenty more fish. Plenty. It's a very big sea, Scott.
It is a massive sea. Think about that.
Sorry, James. We're sorry. Losing now.
I feel bad. Which means, Jamie?
Yeah.
It might be you. It's between you and Ollie.
Wow, that's a shocker.
Are you really shocked?
Yeah, I didn't expect to get this far.
No.
We've whittled it down from all those people that applied and we're at the final two. How exciting.
For an on-air date with Emily tomorrow. We've got Ollie in Berkshire, single for 18 months, keen to get back in the saddle. Chris once had train beers with his sister and her boyfriend. We've got Jamie. He's been single for 3 years. Nice bum, good beard, works with dogs, plays rugby. The person who will be dating our listener Emily on tomorrow's show is... It's Jamie.
Hey, that's a shocker.
You're on.
Yay.
Jamie.
I wasn't expecting that.
Tell us what this means to you.
Well, quite nerve-wracking. I haven't had a first date in a while, so, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
What'll make it more nerve-wracking is the fact that millions of people will be hearing it on the show tomorrow because it's an on-air date, Jamie.
Yeah, well, I'm sure if this birthday can go well, any birthday can go well, I suppose.
Oh, it's so exciting. Ollie, we're sorry to lose you as well.
I'm absolutely gutted.
I'm sorry, Ollie.
So close as well. Final
so
two.
Close. Though.
Often the runner-up in these situations is the real winner. So best of luck to you, and I hope to see your sister soon. For train beers and obviously.
For train beers, yeah, exactly.
You're the Joe McKeldry in this situation, Ollie, and that's not a bad thing.
Well, this is true, yes.
Jamie's Rage Against the Machine.
Let's go.
Yeah. Jamie, you are the winner, and you will meet Emily on this show tomorrow. How are you feeling?
Nervous, excited, can't wait.
We'll speak to you tomorrow, Jamie.
I can't wait.
Oh, I loved that. Oh no, Ollie's dad's been on. Pick Ollie, he's the perfect candidate. And the toilet story is true. That's bad, getting your dad to text in, Ollie.
Do we think that we sort of went too high drama on that?
No, absolutely not.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily. Right, you might not know this, but every day at 3:30, I like to go for a little walk. I leave the studio and go outside to just generally collect my thoughts and reflect on how good or bad that day's show went.
Yeah, you do. You go for a little walk at 3:30, 2:30, 2 o'clock, 1:30.
There's two walks.
Sometimes at one.
Two walks per show. And I just went for my walk then, my 3:30 walk. And...
That's a thing.
Right, who did that last bit?
Yeah,
was it
so
you?
I was in control, right? And I'll tell you what happened is...
Why were there three jingles?
Well, because you were taking your time. We were like three songs deep and I thought, right, either I put myself on here or I'll just kind of cover up the gaps and hope no one notices.
Have I not taught you anything?
No.
Less is more.
It was a little last minute thing, but there was a long 16 second intro, hence why you heard about three or four jingles.
I want to hear this again.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
To be fair,
what part of you
think
that sounds good?
Bang on.
Right.
Coming up...
The walks are off.
...on Radio 1 Breakfast with Greg James.
8-year-old Sam becomes the first fan in the world to hear Dua Lipa's brand new single. But will he like it?
Find out tomorrow morning from 7:20. One. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
If you didn't hear this earlier, we found out that an astonishing amount of people listen to our show in the bath, which makes it an entirely more bougie experience. Like Sarah, hi.
Hi.
Are you in the bath now?
I'm not, no. Not a luxury day for me today.
Okay, but when it is, what do you do?
I don't make a habit of it. But I did once, quite a long time ago now, but I had a phone interview for a job in the bath.
Well, they would have heard the splashing.
I did, looking back, it wasn't my greatest idea, no. I don't think they did, I got the job. But,
you got the job in the bath.
I did, yeah. And it was a phone job. It was a call centre job.
Oh, wicked. But you didn't declare that you were in the bath, obviously.
No, and I also want to make it clear it wasn't like a requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't absolutely.
Some people,
prerequisite for the interview. That would be weird. I wouldn't have the job interview.
I do find, some people love a bath more than others, right?
I haven't had one for ages.
You see, that surprises me because you love a spa day, don't you?
Yeah.
Which is, a bath is really just your own spa day, isn't it?
Not really.
Well, it is. What's the difference?
Yeah, I might give it a go. It's just long, isn't it, a bath? It takes ages.
Well, yeah. I think the timing of the day is the thing that drew me to the mention of the bath earlier.
Well, yeah, because
but
someone
I think
was
the
having
daytime
a...
daytime bath is the ultimate luxury.
Someone was having a bath at 1:30 this afternoon.
Lovely. Really nice if you can. Why not?
Why not? Treat yourself.
Scott Mills.
Right, there's a bit of backlash about the dating thing with Emily, our listener. Tomorrow there's going to be an on-air date with Emily, who's single at the moment, looking for a date. It's going to be an on-air date tomorrow afternoon on this show. But all the Ollie fans, Ollie just literally missed out and the date went to Jamie. The Ollie fans are not happy. And there's a few of them, mostly his family, I would say. Bad decision, says Paul from Cheltenham. She's going to miss out on Ollie's raft building skills. Well, he didn't tell us that, did he?
Do you think we need to bring him back in a sort of X Factor style? A phone call gets made by like one of the producers here.
Hi,
Ollie.
We've decided to bring you back.
Hello, Ollie. It's Will.
We're bringing you back.
Sorry, Will's just heard my impression of him.
Yeah. It's... Okay.
You just did that out loud. It's Will. You're coming back.
Do your Will impression again.
Yeah. I actually will on this one.
Go on.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi, Scott.
Ollie, it's producer Will here.
You're coming back.
You, good news, you're coming back.
Anis says, I'm a single country girl. Ollie
Don't
sounds
be
like
late.
Ollie sounds like a really lovely guy. I'd love to go for a drink with him. Disappointed she didn't pick Ollie, says Isabel in Cheltenham. She knows him and knows it would have been great. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Scott Mills.
Get this podcast on BBC Sounds or listen tomorrow from 1 for Emily's date with Jamie.